It is the pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Wrap. Everton at Goodison Park up next. Could be an interesting one. It's Ian Ryan, Mo Stewart, Kev Riley and Sean O'Donnell. There will be a caller smack bang in the middle of this as well. It will be Luke Davis. Mo, first of all, some reflection time on Newcastle. We did the show leading up to Newcastle, and broadly speaking, we expected it to be a lively encounter, but I think we probably got more than we bargained for.
Yeah, I obviously was a bit more bullish than some of the other people on the show, so it feels fitting for me to come in here with my tail between my legs. It's funny, because actually one of the things we said after we stopped rolling was, I actually said, I bet Isak plays. And boy, did
he. You did.
yeah, he did, and he made a big difference. But it's a strange situation, because it was the game where we really got to see how impressive the run that we're on has been. Because this is the game where it's like, okay, they felt a little bit more like humans after being so superhuman for so long. And with the context of the fact is that we didn't lose that game. We didn't technically lose any ground on Arsenal, because they lost and we got a point there. City drew, we drew. We have to wait and see what Chelsea do when they go there in the league. But being 3-2 up, that close to the end and not winning, is always going to feel like a loss. It just is.
That's what stings, Sean, isn't it? It's the fact that I say you're in control. One thing that struck me was that it never felt like Liverpool were really in control of the game at any point. It was such a strange game. And maybe you can't get them in seasons. And St. James's Park, we talked about it on the show leading up, it can be one of those grounds that can just get on top of you a little bit. But the lack of control, that's what was really apparent to me.
It was. I think I've got to give credit to Newcastle, because I thought they were brilliant first half. I thought for the first time we looked a bit rattled. And I know there was, Quanta at right back, so it didn't really work out for us. But I think even like everywhere on the pitch, in the middle, up front, we didn't look like it was happening for us. And I think that is credit to Newcastle, because I'll be honest, I was like Mo, I was thinking a slot Liverpool might just go there, nice, cool, calm, pass it around for a little bit. But we couldn't even pass three passes together, could we, in the first half?